WNYC's Kurt Anderson has also been thinking about how to remake Christmas.
Christmas is a mess. Before you start sending me hate mail, hear me out. At this season, you've got everything from pseudo-Victorian Martha Stewart retro Christmas to inflatable lawn Santas. And even back in Miracle on 34th Street, they put their finger on the problem.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad isms floating around this world, but one of the worst is commercialism.
So we wondered if Christmas could use a makeover. Could a 21st century design help us stay on message a little better? I called up my pal Michael Beirut. Michael is a partner at Pentagram, which is a high-end international design firm. They've created brand identities for big companies like United Airlines, arts groups like the Brooklyn Academy of Music, as well as the town of Celebration, Florida. Michael, is it just me, or has Christmas gotten totally out of whack?
I fully agree with you. I think Christmas is one of those brands. You have to call it a brand at this point because it sort of has superseded its origins now, and it's just all-consuming. And if you're not a Christian, there's always a potential you might feel excluded by it. And if you are a Christian, there's indications, at least in some quarters, that you're offended when people attempt to secularize it at all. You know, so I
the
think
war on Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. So I think the opportunity here, perhaps, is just by putting some simple guidelines around it, redesigning some of the elements of it. Perhaps we could bring peace on earth, goodwill towards men in these regards, which would be very much in keeping with the spirit of the season.
So Michael and his fellow partners at Pentagram got to work.
Not miss. I'm thinking about shopping on Christmas Eve about 5 p.m. Just going out and just kind of looking
like
for
totally
socks for myself.
Right?
This tidal wave that is Christmas.
Well, that was like the historical thing too, right? You have to figure out where the icons of Christmas came from. Like, do you know where Xmas came from?
Well, I.
And a week later, Michael came in to walk me through the first phase of Pentagram's work. He explained that they broke down the Christmas problem into three parts. First of all, it's meant to be everybody's holiday, but it's not exactly. Second, Christmas is too commercial, as we all know. And finally, Christmas doesn't reflect life today. We're totally hooked on a quaint image of the 19th century, Victorian lampposts covered in wreaths. You know what I'm talking about.
If you look at it from a communications point of view, you could argue that this obsession with the past actually takes values that are meant to be timeless and absolutely relevant to a 21st century audience and somehow makes them remote and specific to something that just happens once a year.
So because Christmas seems so messy and diffuse, Pentagram came up with a concept to tie all the new elements together.
If you start with the very name, Christ comes from Christ, of course, and Mass actually is an old Anglo-Saxon word that comes from festival. So in a way, it's a combination of something specific, the birth of Christ, with the more general idea of a festival, which actually cuts across a lot of cultures for the end of the year. What we're saying is, what if you actually just took that suffix, M-A-S, and kind of created this universal sort of formulation that you could apply to a lot of different things.
X.mass.
So we've got X.mass as the starting point. So you could have, you know, Christmas could be a cross.mass. Hanukkah could then be Star of David.mass. And you could have even a Muslim celebration of the Muslim Star and Crescent with a .mass, giving people a way to kind of take their own faith and express it in a more universalist contemporary way. And so then, of course, in order to administer this properly, you have to have guidelines. So this would not only reinstate some control over how the holidays look at the end of the year, but it would also kind of let us explore some ways to kind of make them more contemporary and more interesting.
That was Kurt Anderson, host of Studio 360. Tune into Studio 360 to hear all the details on the holiday makeover tomorrow morning at 10 on 93.9 WNYC, and to see the entire rebranding Christmas presentation and to send a happy.mass e-card, visit WNYC.org.